RTE Radio 1 Sport with Kia. Going electric? Go really electric with an EV or plug-in hybrid from the Kia e-range.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
Time to look ahead now to all the weekend sport. Here's Des Cahill.
Yeah, and we can look even further ahead, Mary, with that good news that spectators look set to finally be allowed to return to outdoor sporting events from June the 7th. The word is that initially it'll be 200 spectators, but we hear that the NPHET recommendation is that the number of spectators permitted would rise to 500 in July, and that in early August up to 5,000 people could be able to attend events in big outdoor venues. Those figures expected to be confirmed later today, yet have to be considered by Cabinet. Now, it'll be an emotional evening at Thomond Park when CJ Stander, Tommy O'Donnell and James Cronin will make their final appearance for their province in their last home game of the season as they take on Cardiff in the Rainbow Cup. Munster's forwards coach Graeme Rountree praised all three players, but he said their departure is part of sport.
That's what happens, isn't it? You evolve, players leave, they pass on their knowledge to the young guys coming through, which that group of players you just mentioned are exceptional at, and we move on. It's just, that's how clubs evolve. Three brilliant men, but I can't speak highly enough about them, and in particular the way they share their knowledge with the young guys coming through. So no, I'm happy with the guys coming through to replace them.
Pity there can't be spectators there for that. Now, Ulster's game against Scarlets tomorrow has been cancelled as four Ulster players have tested positive for COVID-19. Meanwhile, the Kilkenny-Wexford Hurling League game has not yet been given the go-ahead for Sunday, but it is expected to be confirmed later today. It was postponed last week because three Wexford players had COVID. Yesterday, Kilkenny reported that one of their players had tested positive, but it's believed that the case arose in a non-team context and officials are confident all further tests will be negative. In soccer, the league leaders Sligo Rovers face a tricky game at Finn Harps this evening. Here's the Sligo manager, Liam Buckley.
It's obvious it's a local derby. There's very little between ourselves and Finn Harps in the games that we've played, so we're expecting another tough game, as there is, all the games are tough in this league, yeah, if you don't turn up. We can look forward to it. We're top of the table. Let's see how it goes. But listen, it is exciting for the group. We've worked hard, and it's a testament to how well we've done. We have worked hard. Our fitness levels are good. So if you can just maintain, if you can just, please God, stay injury-free, please God, we can stay at the top end of the table.
Now, chasing Sligo Rovers are St Patrick's Athletic. They host Dundalk this evening and Drogheda entertain Derry City. In the First Division, the big match sees the leaders Shelburne host Galway United. Now, golf, and Leona Maguire went close to sealing her place in the knockout stages with another strong performance at the LPGA match play in Las Vegas. The Cavan woman led her match with world number 17 Jennifer Kupcho all the way, but the American reeled her in to force a half on the final hole. Both players now have 1.5 points from two games. Maguire faces Christina Kim in the final group match today. Also a good day for Downs, Jonathan Caldwell on the European Tour. A strong finish to his round in Denmark saw him just one shot behind the leaders. On the PGA Tour in America, Jordan Spieth and Sergio Garcia lead the Charles Schwab Challenge on 7 under par. Graham McDowell is 4 over. Nicholas Roach battled bravely to finish third on yesterday's stage of the Giro d'Italia. Italy's Alberto Bettiol took stage honours. The race leader Egan Bernal retains his overall advantage of 2 minutes 21 seconds. Dan Martin is 10th overall. Finally, racing, it was another good day for Henry de Bromhead, who won the Henry II Stakes at Standdown with Lismore and also had a double at Limerick. Today's action is at Ferry House. The first race is off at 1:15.